Now, previously on Reba.
I don't have very much time, Vance, on his way in. But listen, I have to warn you, do not make fun of his injury.
Why? What is it?
He broke his butt.
Have you ever heard of spinal stenosis? It's a narrowing of the spinal canal.
My spine is getting narrow? Is that why my pants been feeling looser? No football, no money, no life. All I got to look forward to now is a lifetime of topical creams. For my bottom!
You scared the heck out of me. I could have hit you. See?
Ow. I came to see Van. What with his spine being narrow and his football career being over, talking to him makes me feel better about my life.
I'm really worried about him. I've never seen him so down.
Steve! There is no better place to be on a beautiful day than a smoke-filled bowling alley.
Are you okay? I mean, if you're still down about losing your football career, we can talk about it.
No, I'm fine. I've been through all the stages of grief. Denial, anger, unusually dry skin. And now I feel like a moist new man.
Okay, great. So I guess the next step is for you to find a new job.
A job?
Yep.
No way. I finally have all the time to do those things I missed when I was off playing football. Not just bowling. Important things. Going to the movies, seeing old friends, a little light gardening. I'm telling you, life is a cabaret now that I've got a narrow spine.
He's so happy. Wish I had a narrow spine.
Changing fast, who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
I'm signing up for another evening class, so I'm not going to be home until after dinner.
Another class? What are you trying to do, graduate by morning? Honey, are you sure you can deal with all that plus Elizabeth, too?
You're right, I can't. So can you pick up Elizabeth from preschool from now on?
No, I have a job and you have a husband. He can't be doing anything that's more important than watching his daughter.
Okay, I'm off to the lake. It's a huge body of water with a house fish. Guess what I'm doing?
Picking Elizabeth up at 3.
Nope, the license says fishing.
Wait, let me get this straight. You want me to skip class to pick up Elizabeth so you can go fishing?
Yes, thank you, honey. You're the best wife ever.
You're picking up Elizabeth.
She caught him!
Man, she's working really hard, and working hard builds character. You ought to try it sometime.
You know what else builds character? Fresh trout!
Oh, that's a good idea. Why don't you get Elizabeth and take her down to the grocery store and pick some up for dinner?
All right, fine. I'll buy fish. But I'm bringing a cooler full of beer to do it.
Catch me a carton of eggs while you're at it. Hey, Reba, big news. I figured out why I was so lonely. I was so lonely because I was alone.
Oh, Barbara Jean, you can't be lonely as long as there's voices in your head.
Reba, I was seized with loneliness because I miss Brock. Yeah, and so I was thinking about asking him to move back in with me.
Wow, really?
Well, actually, I was thinking about asking you if you'd ask him for me.
Me? And why would I do that?
Because you're my bestest friend in the whole wide world. Reba, please?
No, Barbara Jean, this is between you and Brock. And if you're sure you want him back, ask him yourself. If you're just lonely, get a dog.
Hey,
Elizabeth is asleep.
Oh, sorry. I'll try to keep it down. Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
Who are you?
I live here.
I'm Elizabeth's nanny.
Elizabeth. Oh. Van!
Shh!
Sorry. Van!
Oh, hey, Mrs. H. Oh, I see you've met Penny, our nanny.
You hired a nanny?
Huh?
I can't believe Cheyenne approved of this.
Oh, that's the beauty of her being so busy. She doesn't even know. Penny is great. Elizabeth's toys have never been cleaner. And she's teaching Jake Spanish.
Es verdad, mama. Me gusta a Penny.
Buen acento, Jake.
Gracias, Penny.
Well, thank you very much, Penny, but Van can take over from here.
No, I can't. Penny is making chicken mole. That is the most complicated sauce in the Spanish language.
You want me to leave?
Oh, yes. Take the rest of the day off with pay.
I love to, but I don't work for you.
Hey, I can't stay. I've got to get my lab stuff, but I will be back around. Hello.
You must be the mother. I will raise your daughter right.
Van hired a nanny.
What? Van?
Thank me later, honey. Have fun at school.
You know what? I've got class right now, but remind me to yell at you later.
Okay. Yeah, right. I'm not going to even remind her.
Van.
Oh, Mrs. H, what is the big deal? I want the best for my daughter. This way, Elizabeth gets to have quality time with me and quantity time with a professional.
The big deal is, I thought you were watching Elizabeth. That's your job.
I outsourced it.
Oh.
Come on, Mrs. H. Lots of people hire help. Why should I wait till I'm old to take some time off?
Ben! Andale! Vamos!
I gotta go. Jake is El Mato. I'm learning Spanish, too.
There is a Mr. Brock at the back door. Also, there is a sullen young lady named Kira who wants her allowance with no questions about school, her friends, or her life. I will have a little chat with her while I make the polenta.
Who's that woman? And why did she pat me down with an antiseptic wipe?
Well, we've all wanted to.
It was actually quite refreshing.
What do I owe this inconvenience?
Well, I'm having dinner at Barbara Jean's tonight, like we do every week, and I'm thinking about doing something a little risky.
Spending more than $4 on a bottle of wine?
No, asking her if I can move back in.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, see, it's a little risky because I don't want to put any pressure on her. I mean, she's the one who kicked me out, and if she wants me to move back, she'll ask me to move back. But she hasn't asked me to move back, and it's killing me. And so I was wondering if you could, you know, kind of ask her if she's thinking about it.
So you want me to ask her to go to the prom with you?
Metaphorically, yes.
Look, Brock, you're not the only one a little nervous about all this.
Oh, my gosh. Are you saying that Barbara Jean has told you that she's thinking about asking me to move back in?
Yes, but don't you dare tell her I told you. When she does ask you, you act surprised. Not that fake, ridiculous surprise that you have. I mean, really surprised.
Oh, Reba, I just have... Oh, Brock. Hi.
Barbara Jean. Wow! What a surprise.
What's up, Barbara Jean?
Well, I have some news, and since you're both here, I may as well tell you at the same time.
I have no idea what you're talking about. But it's okay. Please, continue.
The step that I'm about to take is a big commitment emotionally, and I know that there is always the possibility of getting hurt. But I have decided that it is worth the risk.
So, Barbara Jean... Is there something you wanted to tell me?
Yes. I got a dog!
Wow, that is a surprise.
You got a dog? That's the big news?
Yeah.
Oh, don't you just love her, Brock? Guess her name.
Cat food?
Brock! Her name is Brock!
You named her Brock? Get a short leash.
You named the dog Brock, but it's a girl.
Well, she spells it with a Q. Oh, does Brock want to live with Barbara Jean? Oh, yes, Brock does. Yes, he does. And you better not hog the whole bed. No. Oh, no, no. Oh, and not only is she cute, she is great protection.
Yeah, if you get attacked by a tiny little man.
Oh, no, she is scared of men. And yes, I could have gotten a bigger dog, but stop it, Brock. But, you know, bigger dog, bigger mess. I'm not even sure she poops.
So, Barbara Jean, honey, is there anything else that you wanted to ask me? You know, anything at all? I have no idea what.
Better get home. It is time for Brock's worm medication. It's rectal. Now, Reba, I can't thank you enough for the idea. If you hadn't suggested I get a dog, you know, I'd still be lonely.
Does Brock want to give Reba a kiss? Hi, Diddy.
No, I didn't think so. No, I didn't think so, because Brock only loves Barbara G.
Maybe you ought to get a cat.
And that's how it was?
Wow. Well, I guess my life is better than growing up in a rebel camp in the jungles of Colombia. Mom, thanks for raising me with the roof, heat, and running water.
Penny, that was amazing.
No big deal. I grew up in Seattle.
You know, I'm kind of getting used to having you around. Hey, would you hand me the garbage under the sink?
I would love to, but I don't work for you.
Cheyenne. Honey, wake up. Going.
Oh, no, Mom. I was just so tired. I only meant to close my eyes for like 5 minutes. I was in this dream where Van bowled so much, all his teeth fell out. You ever have that one?
Cheyenne, you're stretching yourself way too thin.
Oh, it's more than stretching, Mom. It's cardio, it's diet, it's a lot of work.
I meant with your classes. Honey, you gotta slow down.
I don't have a choice. I have to graduate early. I'm the breadwinner now.
What?
Yeah. My husband's not working. I have to pay the bills and put a roof over our heads and buy clothes and food and everything.
Oh, honey, no, you don't. I do. Cheyenne, pushing yourself beyond your limits isn't gonna help anything.
Well, I don't know what else to do.
Talk to your husband. Tell him how you feel.
What kind of wife do you think I am? My husband is going through a very difficult time, and the last thing he needs is me on his back. He has a weak spine.
He has a narrow spine. Your father has the weak spine.
How am I supposed to tell my husband that I think his life has peaked, that his best days are behind him?
Well, you don't have to say it like that. Van had a great time playing football. But it wasn't going to last forever. He'll find something. Maybe nothing as glamorous as football, but life isn't about glamour. It's about finding the little moments of joy that you can share with your family.
I know. I feel like we've had such bad luck.
No, no, no. You've had good luck. Bad luck would have been if the doctors hadn't have found it. And Van could have really gotten hurt.
I never thought of it like that. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
top that, Penny.
Here you go. Mm-hmm. So, more salt, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Barbara Jean.
Hey.
Gee, honey. Do you really think it's sanitary to have a dog up on the counter?
Well, of course it is. Here, taste this.
Needs a little salt.
Yeah. Brock, no!
Hey, but
oh, no, not you, Brock. Brock. Well, that is just so funny. She only does that to you.
And yet, with one stomp of my foot, I could put an end to it. Barbara Jean, can't we put the dog out in the yard or something?
No! Gosh. It's dark out there. Now, you are both important to me, and I want you to get to know each other better. Now, you go sit down, and I'll get the appetizers.
Say something nice to her.
You know, my favorite part of Old Yeller was the ending.
Brock!
Now what? I can't talk to a dog.
What is wrong with you? Why are you being so hostile to her?
Because I was here first.
What?
Why'd you get a dog, Barbara Jean?
Because you need a license to get a monkey.
You never wanted a dog before.
Well, I was never lonely before.
Yeah, but you don't have to be lonely. We've been making really good progress. You know, I thought that you were going to invite me to move back. Instead, you replaced me with Brock.
Well, I got scared, okay? You know, suddenly everything just became very real to me. And, Brock, I kept thinking, what if you do come back? And I get all happy like I was before, and then everything just falls apart again. I really couldn't take that.
Honey, I love you. I'm not going to let things fall apart, I swear.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I love you, Barbara Jean.
Oh, I love you too, Brock. Well, not you, Brock. Brock. You know what? I just realized this could get confusing. From now on, I'm gonna call you Reba.
I love it. I love it. Say, can we put Reba outside?
Oh, I think so. Oh, Reba. Reba, no! No!
Oh!
We need to talk. Now. This has been coming for a long time. Bring it on, Cheyenne.
Not you, him.
Stop yelling. You know who has the right to yell? 15,000 refugees, that's who.
Okay, who wants to go upstairs and play a nice game of Monopoly?
Monopoly is the game of capitalist pigs.
Viva la revolution!
That's what I'm saying. All right, how cheesy it is.
What's going on?
It's about the nanny.
Let me guess. You want to get rid of her?
No, actually, I want to keep her.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna need someone to help us take care of Elizabeth while you're looking for a job.
A job? What is it with everybody wanting me to get a job? I'm not ready.
Well, when are you gonna be ready, Van?
I don't know, Cheyenne. Forgive me if I'm not rushing out looking for a job that I'm gonna hate to replace the one I love.
Well, you can't fish for the rest of your life.
I can if someone teaches me.
But I thought that you were adjusting.
Well, I'm not. I'm doing all this stuff to distract myself so I don't have to sit here and think about how screwed up everything is. Football was all I knew, Cheyenne. I think I need to be lost for a little while.
Cheyenne, is everything okay?
Yeah. No, everything's great.
Dinner is ready.
You know what? I'm gonna get lost after the chicken mole.
Is that dinner for me, too?
Sure, you too. Will you show me where you keep the cheese grater?
I'd love to. But I don't work for you.